אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 471 מאמר לסיום.
We're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, a speech for the completion of the Zohar.
אנחנו מתקדמים. אנחנו לומדים משהו שזה
Rav, yeah, you know how we advance. We're reading something that is more relevant to our spiritual advancement, how we all connect more and more, and we check and perform the connections, that in the end they'll be good for a spiritual ascent, that we'll start feeling in the changes or the improving of our relationships, by that we'll feel resemblance to the Creator, to the upper force, until we start feeling something that will be in order to bestow. And that will be already the Exodus and going into the upper higher world. And before that state is where we are. That's our first part of the lesson. And we learn about the state with all its details. And the second part, where we go over all of Baal HaSulam's articles that are mainly in general, they explain who we are, what we are, where we're going, and so on. So, now we're starting to study a very important article, the speech for the completion of the Zohar. It's not too long, but still there's very important things in it that we must go through, like all the articles, all of Baal HaSulam's materials. So please ask and we'll advance, please.
כתבי בעל הסולם, מאמר לסיום הזוהר.
A speech for the completion of the Zohar. It is known that the desired purpose from the work in Torah and Mitzvot is to adhere to the Creator, as it is written, and to adhere to Him. We should understand what Dvekut with the Creator means, since the thought has no perception of him whatsoever. Indeed, our sages have discussed this question before me, asking about the verse and to adhere to him. How can one adhere to him? After all, he is a consuming fire.
Meaning, how can we come closer to something that's completely opposite of me if coming closer to it is according to equivalence of form? I can't change any quality in me that it will resemble the Creator. So how is it called that I'm moving closer towards him? It's not like in corporeality that we can be physically close to one another in a physical distance, and inside with our opinions or qualities be completely opposite. That's in our world. That's why it's called the imaginary world, that it doesn't exist in nature, but only in that same bubble that we're supposedly existing in. But it's not according to the true laws of nature. That's why our world is called the imaginary world or fake world, because we're in it in our imagination. It's as if what we think, that's what happens. And in spirituality, no. In spirituality, everything happens according to our qualities. That's why if I have qualities that are close to someone, I'm closer. If I have other qualities that are opposite, so I'm distant or even opposite. That's why all of our spiritual motion is in changing of our qualities, whether coming closer or further away from one another. That's why each and every one is controlling him, by controlling himself, can come closer or further of the others. And in such a way, we can reach all kinds of spiritual states under the condition that we correct and change ourselves, our qualities. And nobody here can do anything towards the other, but only on himself. That's the world of truth. The world of justice. the correct world, and not like in our world, that we can supposedly do what we want with our egoistic forces. That's why all of our actions come to a state of equivalence of form towards the Creator, to adhere to Him, that we need to come to a state of adhesion, equivalent, the complete equivalence of form with a complete upper force. Then we also reach that same complete state called Gemar Tikkun. And that is the purpose of all of creation. Creation means outside of the Creator, opposite of the Creator. That it corrects itself, all of creation, and reaches a state that entirely resembles the Creator. To resemble the Creator is called Adam, man that resembles Him, and far from Him, opposite of Him, is already the shattered us. Clear, right? Kiev 1.
Раф, вот мы говорим о том, что наша задача прийти к полному слиянию по свойствам.
We say that what we need to do is to reach adhesion, complete equivalence of form with the Creator. How do we do it with the tools at our disposal?
What are we lacking?
Одно действие фактически каждый раз сближаться с товарищами, а мы говорим о полном.
There's just one thing that we can do every time to come closer and closer to the friends, and we're talking about complete adhesion with the Creator.
You didn't discover all your qualities yet. To the extent that you can control them, they'll be revealed more and more, and then you'll be able to change them more and more until you reach the complete equivalence of form with the Creator.
Ну а как, в чем тут именно сближение со свойствами Творца, вот как бы с Ним? Ведь мы...
How do you exactly come closer to the Creator's qualities in this relation? We're connecting more and more with the friends every time. So what's the adhesion here?
It's the same thing. There's no difference whether to come closer to the friends or to the Creator. Only according to the conditions that we exist in, the egoistic conditions. So coming close to the friends means it shows us how we can come closer to the Creator. The difference is that we can play, we can act like children. They can build buildings from blocks or from sand, but actually it develops them to be adults. Same with us.
А как вот соединяясь с товарищами в десятке, вот передо мной сейчас моя десятка.
How? By connecting with the friends and the group. Here's my tent. How am I supposed to incorporate in them in order to become like the Creator?
So your ten, that you want to connect to them, you actually build in you, inside, you build a copy of it. You start feeling them, that they're in you. And with those qualities, in those states, desires, plans, everything they have, you come closer to them and connect to them. And by that, it turns out that with your forces, you have to adapt yourself to that ten. And when you work on it, you have to discover that the ten is like the special mechanism of desires and thoughts, that they have a special quality in them, all in all. The quality of bestowal. And now that it's in the ten, as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma with his students, but my relation to them is what depicts them towards me, the qualities of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, the qualities of love. That's how I relate to them, not that they themselves are like that. They can be as they are. Just the correction is on me, that I change myself to love them. And as much as come closer to them to love them, I discover that it's not a tent. It's a collection of conditions or qualities or forces that in them I depict myself already in a new reality, the reality of bestowal. And the force that is revealed in me, I call that come and see, creator. And that's a new reality.
Ну вот как вы сейчас объяснили, тут я как бы представляю себе эту картину.
But like you've just explained, I depict this picture, the model of the ten in me, and then I become incorporated in that picture, and there I start discerning the quality of bestowal. Baal Sulam writes here that I become like the Creator.
You relate to the ten and the force of bestowal that you want to reveal on you. And towards that ten, you resemble the Creator. That's it. There are obviously a lot of details. You for them, they for you, and who cooks up this whole process. That's already the upper force from above that watches over everyone. But that's what happens. With our attitude towards the ten, we have no one else to work with. And nothing else can be revealed beyond that. But in the ten, we'll see worlds, states, all kinds of opportunities, qualities, and that's called attaining the upper world. That in such a way will be revealed. There is no place, only in our relation, our attitude towards a friend, our attitude towards the ten. And in them we'll discover all of reality. Okay, right? So let's get Ita 4.
Thank you, Rav. What is the difference between Adam and the creature?
What's the difference between Adam and a created being? In our world, Adam or man is an animal on two legs. But Chabad says, what's the difference between him and a chicken? Right? Also has two legs. Man is called the extent of a created being, the will to receive, no matter whether he looks like a man or not. It's an external form that we grasp. But the will to receive that wants to resemble the Creator, and with its effort reaches a resemblance to the Creator, a revelation of the Creator. So this image, this form he attained is called Adam.
That's why it says a man and a beast the Creator will save. Either he has a little bit of the form of man or he doesn't. He's still a beast, but he wants to reach the form of man, and then the Creator will save them. Saves them. Okay, let's continue.
And they replied, adhere unto his qualities. As he is merciful, so are you merciful. As he is compassionate, so are you compassionate.
Meaning, we cannot approach the Creator with our, according to our current qualities. We have qualities that are opposite to his, and if we try to invert how we use them from in order to receive to in order to bestow, from hate to love for the other. This is the true practical realization. In that case, we have to talk about those virtues. The Creator is merciful. A person also has to reach the same quality as well.
This is perplexing. How did our sages drift from the literal text? After all, it is explicitly written, and to adhere to him. Had the meaning been to adhere to his qualities, it would have to be written, adhere to his ways. So why does it say, and to adhere to him? The thing is that in corporeality, which takes up space, we understand dvikut as proximity of place, and we understand separation as remoteness of place. But in spirituality, which does not occupy any space, dvikut and separation do not mean proximity or remoteness of place, since they do not occupy any space. Rather, we understand dvikut as equivalence of form between two spirituals, and we understand separation as disparity of form between two spirituals. As the axe cuts and separates a corporeal object into two, by removing the parts from one another, disparity of form distinguishes the spiritual and divides it into two. If the disparity of form between them is small, we say that they're a little far from one another. If the disparity of form is great, we say that they are very far from one another. And if they're of opposite forms, we say that they are as far from each other as two extremes. For example, when two people hate each other, it's said about them that they're as separated from one another as east from west. And if they love each other, it's said about them that they are as attached to one another as a single body. This doesn't concern nearness or remoteness of location. Rather, it is about equivalence of form or disparity of form. This is so because when people love each other, it is because there's equivalence of form between them, because one loves everything that one's friend loves and hates all that one's friend hates. They are attached to one another and love one another. However, if there is any disparity of form between them, and one loves something, even though one's friend hates that thing, they are hateful of each other and remote from one another to the extent of their disparity of form. And if they are opposite, so that everything that one loves, one's friend hates, it's said about them that they are as remote and as separate as the east from the west. You find that disparity of form in spirituality acts like the axe that separates in corporeality. Similarly, the measure of remoteness of location and the measure of the separation in them depends on the measure of disparity of form between them. Also, the measure of dvikut between them depends on the measure of equivalence of form between them.
What's there to ask?
No, I mean, he says that the measures of the Creator are merciful, etc. He doesn't seem merciful to me.
If it appears to you, we'll talk about it later. Okay? Go to an optician and check your eyesight. As long as he can show everyone he has a question. Baltic 3.
לא שומעים.
Can't hear you.
מה קורה להם?
What's up with them? Check your microphone and ask later.
Budi.
Max 17.
Max 17.
Max 17.
Тут подобие по форме. Как практически оно выражает?
Dear Rav, how is equivalence of form expressed in the ten and practice?
I don't know what to tell you. We can see it. It appears to us this way in this world as well. Read what is written and try to see it also in this world. He doesn't write to you from the spiritual world. He's telling you that as much as people think the same, they feel themselves close to one another. And when they are opposite in their opinions and their thoughts and desires, they are distant from one another. Accordingly, we say about something, two things that are close or distant in spirituality. They're not close or distant according to family ties or nationality, rather according to their opinions, their views. There's proximity according to habits also. This guy hates meat and he also hates meat, or he loves something and he also loves something, meaning people according to their desires are either close to one another or distant. That's the only thing he wants to convey to us. And later he uses that to discuss how to approach the Creator or move away from the Creator.
Well, this is practically what I wanted to ask about. Form. What does Bala Sulam mean by it?
The will to receive that we have, there are many forms depending on what we want, how do we want, and so on and so forth. So, as much as people are similar to another in these forms, they feel close to another, they understand one another, it's clear. We see it all over the world and what's right before our eyes. Any person on the street will tell you the same thing. What are you looking for here? There's nothing to look for here. Is mentioning a fact from our life.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Надеюсь, слышно сейчас.
Да.
У меня вопрос такой: как мы можем компенсировать вот то расстояние, которое раскрывается?
How can we compensate for the distance?
Сближение. Потому что есть ощущение, что нам никогда не дает.
That is revealed as a result of our of us coming closer, because it seems like we never see the result, even if we work correctly. We're never led to rejoice the result, especially on our path. So how can we compensate for it? What exactly are you supposed to be fulfilled
my dear
with?
Friend, my dear friend, we're now learning what Baal Salam is writing. Let's not leave the framework of his writing. What is he saying? He's explaining to you phenomena that exist in our world, in our nature, in our society. He says, if people are close in their views and how they see things, that they understand one another, they feel one another, you can say that they are close. And to the extent that they don't think the same about different phenomena, then they are distant. He didn't say anything more than that. And I don't want to make an entirely new philosophy on these two long paragraphs we read. Rather, simply, so he's saying, when there are people who love one another, it's because there's equivalence of form between them. Because one loves everything that his friend loves and he hates what his friend hates, They are adhered to one another and they love one another. But if there is a disparity of form between them, meaning that one loves something even though his friend hates it, then according to that disparity of form, they hate one another and they're separate from one another and remote. He wants to explain to us why we are so remote from the Creator that we don't feel Him. It's as if He doesn't exist. Where is that spiritual world that we cannot feel? It is right here, but it's outside of my perception. Why? He's opposite to me. And even this oppositeness, I can't see it. That's what He wants to explain to us.
If
we have come closer to something, then we need to have some kind of equivalence of form with it. So why does it seem that we don't feel it? We even feel the opposite, that we're moving away from it. The more we advance, the more we discover how far actually we are. Why isn't what we're doing bringing us closer, like two people that are coming closer to some kind of common understanding?
It's not clear. It has to be. This is called the darkness of Egypt. That before the exit from Egypt, meaning the exit from the world of reception to the world of bestowal, the darkness in that state is worse. And the entire, and all of that exodus happens, takes place in the middle of the night. Soon we'll understand it from the article. What you're saying is all correct. We need to reach a state where our lives, where we wish to discover the force that sustains all of this reality, runs it. Where is that force? I don't understand anything about my life. I don't know what to do with my life. What's happening here? We get into all kinds of, into this vortex of life. Where is that thing that is managing my life? Everyone is perplexed and confused and are moving towards greater and greater chaos. Greater confusion in our lives. On the one hand, you have the intellect, you have feeling, power, science. On the other hand, we can't control anything. We don't understand. Where are those forces that manage us, that govern us? That's the problem. And the spiritual reality advances us towards the feeling of darkness, that we cannot control ourselves, our lives, our reality, anything. Rather, we just need to understand that as long as we don't want to discover the spiritual reality, it will not happen.
То есть есть состояние, когда нам как бы помогает то, что от нас скрывается, ну, какие-то...
So there are states where the fact that things around us are hidden from us are to our benefit in order for us to be able to work in faith above reason.
We have to reach a state of despair. What is the meaning of, and the children of Israel sighed from the work in Egypt? What are they crying out to? But they can't do anything. What is that cry all about? It's simple. I don't know what to do. There are no possibilities in me, no means in me to correct the world. And if I don't understand and I can't feel and I can't do it, then each time I get into greater mistakes, greater problems. So what am I to do? That's what those who wish to come out of Egypt, they cry about. What do they want to discover? They want to discover the essence and purpose of their lives. Who's running their lives? Where is that creator or someone that I can grab and shake in order to understand what's going on here? This is our work.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב, אנחנו כבר נמצאים במצב שצריכים להתקרב.
If we're in a state where we have to come
נשים.
Close to the conclusion, let's go to women.
Moscow 8. Why can't we grasp him in thought?
Because our thoughts are upshots of our desires. Our desires, they give birth to our thoughts and our qualities. Therefore, we're unable to grasp the Creator because all our desires are in order to receive, and the Creator is the force of bestowal opposite. Hence, we cannot discover Him. There are also many phenomena in our world, our corporeal world, that are beyond our perception. We cannot discover them, we cannot reveal them. What can we do? There's nothing we can do. We need to keep going according to the advice of the Kabbalists. We will discover such actions in which we will begin to feel spiritual forces, and it will happen.
Woman, please.
Woman.
How is it possible to adhere him? He's consuming fire. Meaning what? And why does that stand in the way of our adhesion with the Creator?
Kabbalists say that, you know, that Kabbalists does, we'll see what it means that the fire is him. Kabbalists want to say that we cannot feel, we cannot discover any forces, any qualities, any actions that are spiritual because we lack the vessels to identify them. We don't have such vessels. They slip between our fingers. I can't perceive them like radio waves. Do I perceive them? No. There are these waves in the air. I can't perceive them because I lack the receiver with which to sense them, to receive them. That's what's happening.
Woman Hebrew. Katuv ve'shivu
hidabek. It says, to adhere to his qualities as he is merciful, etc. What's the difference between Rachum and Chanun?
Let's say there's no difference. That's how they say. We're not going to get into it. But what do they want to say? That if I wish to grasp or perceive a force in nature, I have to be according to this force. Hence, if I wish to perceive this radio wave, I have to build a receiver or a receptor that can receive, that can perceive this wave, and then I will be able to see that this wave exists in the air. So it all depends on the receiver or the receptor. The Creator, He fills all of reality. He's got an infinite number of waves, different forms, different frequencies. He's the general frequency that sustains all of reality. How do I perceive that? Kabbalists are telling us, you're missing a receiver by which you can receive him, perceive him. This receiver or receptor, you'll see later that it's able to receive many ways, like in a radio receiver. You're changing the wave inside the radio, and accordingly you can receive a wave that's outside of that receiver. So in this way, you'll be able to receive the Creator in different ways, different modes. The forms He's got, how many modes? He's got 125 degrees of reception. And in each degree, you have 10 sfirot. Oh, direct light and reflected light and all kinds of phenomena. In this way, we discover the Creator gradually. the method that reveals the Creator for a person according to how a person changes himself, because the person has to become the receiver. This method is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of receiving the revelation of the Creator in a person. That's what we are learning about, how to reveal Him in us. And it cannot be revealed in any other way, but each one of us builds this receiver inside of us. How do I do it? By incorporating with the Ten, by absorbing from the Ten their qualities. I absorb them into me, and then the entire Ten is in me, and in that I come to discover the inner force that ties together these Ten parts, and this is called Bore, come and see, Creator. So the beginning of the building of this vessel in which the Creator is revealed, this is called the Exodus from Egypt. I begin to construct from my different desires to receive, foreign desires, I begin to construct above reason, meaning using the force of Binah, of bestowal, the force of connection, I begin to build above them a connection. And this web of connections, this network that I begin to construct above these forces of reception, in that network of connections, I perceive the Creator. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. That's what we come to by exiting from Egypt in a state called the Passover festivities. What is Passover? Pesach? Pesach, skipped over. We come out, we take a step ahead of our will to receive. That's it.
Unity 3.
In an uncorrected state, how do I connect with corrected qualities in the Ten?
By surrendering.
West 2.
How among us, how is that expressed in spirituality? Is it a feeling? And if so, how do you calibrate it?
This again, according to the connection between us. I come to a state where I connect to the friends. By that, I change myself. And I bring myself to a willingness, readiness, a willingness to perceive the Creator.
Someone broadcasts something on the radio. What is nature broadcasting that I don't hear?
It's called I Dwell Among My People. As much as I'm included in the friends, incorporated in them, by that I can perceive what the Creator wants to tell me. What does He want from me?
That's it. Thank you.
Excellent. Exactly in the half hour. So I hope that with the help of righteous women we'll come out of Egypt. Righteous women is Malchut that comes to the degree of Bina. It's Malchut that becomes right, righteous, in bestowal. So righteous women are our egoistic desires that get corrected by the force of bestowal. And after that, we rise from our egoistic state to mutual bestowal, mutual connection called the Exodus from Egypt. דודי.
The
World Social Team is inviting everyone to participate on our daily prayers for men at 3 and 7:30. It's on Sviva Tova. There's a Zoom for women 7:30 Israel time, and there's a Zoom open around the clock. All women are invited. 10 a.m. today, news with Dr. Michael Lightman, and at 10:30, the writers' meeting. Till next time, all the best.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way, away, away, away. You light the way, away, away, away. And we can dance through the storm and together awaken the dawn. When the fog is falling and it's blinding us,
I've read a light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be
like the wave.